You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hepcats and crazy kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you. Got the tubes warmed up on our old Rockola jukebox, and we're ready to go for another show. This week it's part two of my two-part feature on the biggest jukebox hits of 1955. It's the Jukebox Rhythm Review. Last week in part one, we covered the first part of 1955, January to June. This week we pick it up in July and carry it straight through to the end of the year. This was a huge year for Fats Domino. We heard him last week with his first crossover success with Ain't It a Shame, and he'll return to appear twice more in this week's program. 55 was the debut year for rock and rollers Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry. We heard Bo last week. Chuck will make his singles debut this week. There'll also be more vocal groups featured in this week's program, as the Nutmegs, the Turbans, and the Drifters all have slots in this week's countdown. 1955 was also an important year for civil rights and civil disobedience, as on December 1st, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. What followed was a 381-day bus boycott by local African-American riders demanding equal rights. This year, Marian Anderson became the first black singer ever to perform at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. And on the charts, 1955 was the biggest year to date for African-American artists crossing over into the pop chart. As we move along, I'll point out just how big some of these crossover records were. Let's kick off part two of our Jukebox Rhythm Review in early July 1955. This record did not cross over into the pop charts, but made it up to number two on the R&B jukebox lists. It's Every Day by the Count Basie Orchestra, based on a 1949 tune by Memphis Slim called Nobody Loves Me. It was a big number eight record for Joe Williams in 1952 on the Checker label. Here Joe Williams is reinterpreting the song, backed by the Count Basie Orchestra. It's always referred to as Every Day I Have the Blues, but the original Clef 45 and 78 read simply Every Day. Here's Count Basie and his orchestra kicking off the juke in the back.
Nobody loves me. nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna back my third game, moving on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. You see me worry, baby, cause it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, you know that myself. Oh, packing up my suitcase. Oh, moving down my yeah. Well, ain't nobody worrying, and ain't nobody crying.
Such a long time ago, that you didn't want me, you didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, I'm a fool? Oh, nah, I'm a fool for you. I know you told me you didn't want me around. Yeah, and I know you got a man way across town. I'm a fool for you. Oh, I'm a fool for you. Did you ever wake up in the morning, or just about to break a day, reach reach over and feel a pillow. Where your baby used to lay. Then you put on your crown like you never cried before. Oh Lord, yeah, you'll even cry so loud. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 5 years old, I've been a fool for you, little girl. Way down in my soul, I'm a little fool for you. So I know it's something.
Platters with their debut single for the Mercury label. Released in May of 1955, it took a while to climb to the top of the charts. It didn't hit the top spot until the 22nd of October. It remained at the top of the jukebox lists for 7 weeks. Now notice I said the Platters' debut record for Mercury Records. The group had been recording for King Records' Federal subsidiary since 1953. They actually cut an early version of Only You for Federal Records back in May of 1954. Federal did not issue it at that time. They only issued it after the Mercury record came out and was a success. In my opinion, the Federal recording is far inferior to the Mercury one you just heard. Before the Platters and the stunning voice of Tony Williams, we heard Ray Charles and his band with A Fool for You. It gained tremendous popularity during July, and by August 6th, it was at the top of the chart. This was Ray Charles' second number one record of the year, with I Got a Woman being his first. Up next, the debut single for St. Louis's own Chuck Berry, Maybelline, a tune he wrote that's loosely based on the old Western swing number Ida Red. In some ways, you might call Chuck Berry the first black rock and roller, because he knew how to sing to the kids. Before him, blues shouting cats like Big Joe Turner just sort of stumbled into this new musical form. But right out of the gate, Chuck Berry was aiming his music at a younger audience. And it crossed right over, going number 5 pop. It hit number 1 on the jukebox chart on August 20th and remained there for 11 solid weeks. Here's the Shakespeare of rock and roll, Mr. Chuck Berry, with Maybelline, as we feature 1955, the Jukebox Rhythm Review, right here on the Juke in the Back.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out of run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain, I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood, I knew that I was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
I need your love to keep me.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Glenn Dicker, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, you're where it's at, and I'm digging the Juke in the Back.
Why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter. Tell me you love me, dear. Make me feel better.
Jacks and Why Don't You Write Me? I love that record. Issued on RPM Records during the summer of 1955, it went as high as number 3 on the Rhythm and Blues jukebox charts and crossed over to a whopping 82 on the pop chart. That song was originally done by a very underrated doo-wop group called The Feathers. Their version came out on Showtime Records during April of 1955, but unfortunately didn't go anywhere. Then the Bahari brothers, who own Modern Records, gave it to their group, The Cadets. But since they already had a record out by The Cadets, they didn't want the two records to compete. So they renamed The Cadets The Jacks and moved them over to their RPM subsidiary. Man, record collecting can get kind of confusing once in a while. But both versions of Why Don't You Write Me, The Feathers and The Jacks, were great. But The Jacks scored the hit. Up next is a great mid-50s doo-wop group from Chicago, talking about the El Dorados. They had been making records for VJ since 1954. This was their fourth single and first major success. It's At My Front Door, which only topped the Rhythm and Blues jukebox chart. It went to number 2 on both the airplay and sales charts. It crossed over to a whopping number 17 on the pop lists. But here's the crazy thing. When this record was covered by Pat Boone, it went to number 12 on the rhythm and blues lists and number 7 pop. How was Pat Boone able to score so high on the R&B chart when the El Dorado's version is just so great? Maybe buyers were confused on which version to buy. I don't know, man, but I never get tired of hearing this one. It always makes you want to get up and dance. So let's knock this one right out of our old Rockola jukebox. Here are the El Dorados with At My Front Door as we feature 1955 The Jukebox Rhythm Review.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Thank you.
shots, and then I'm gonna rot her some ale of malt. I'm gonna
nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day. That's the nipping and the sipping the sip. Time away. I'm a rock candy popper with sugar lips, a honey dripper to my fingertips. Ha! I go for soda and a root beer too. The little light spice, ooh, shooby-doo.
Nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the
sip.
Time away. Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set. And when I wanna get my whistle wet,
nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the
sip.
Time away. Going to the party, get with a bunch. Got a dollar for my nipping and a dime for my lunch. Gonna dance the mambo every set.
And when I wanna get my whistle wet, I'm gonna
nip sip
every day,
nip sip
every night,
nip sip
every day. Just the nipping and the sipping the
sip.
Time away.
Washington, D.C.'s own The Clovers, making our Jukebox Rhythm Review for 1955, a song that was recorded back in April of 55. Atlantic didn't issue it until late summer, and it was really strong off the jukeboxes in September. 1955 was not a big year for The Clovers. They only had one other charting record, and that was Blue Velvet earlier in the year. This next cat was huge in 55. He had six charting singles this year, three of which went to number one. I'm talking about Fats Domino, and his Ain't It a Shame went to number one in June. And this one, All By Myself, was issued in September on Imperial Records, and it started to really take off in October, hitting number one at the end of October. Here's Antoine Fats Domino with All By Myself.
Little girl, don't you understand? I wanna be your lover man, all by myself, all by myself. I don't want no one to love you, I wanna love you all by myself. You fine little girls, you know it too. Don't you know I'm in love with you, all by myself, all by myself. I don't want no one to love you, I wanna love you all by myself. Meet me in a park about 1:30. We're going out and have some fun all by ourselves, all by ourselves. We don't need nobody, we just we gonna do it all by ourselves.
We don't need nobody business. We gon' have it all by ourselves. Little girl, don't you understand? I wanna be your lover, man, all by myself, all by myself. We don't need no one to love you. We'll love you all by myself.
Time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the great jukebox hits of 1955. Let's hear another vocal group record, this one by the Nutmegs from New Haven, Connecticut. Leroy Griffin sang tenor lead on both of their charting records from this year, Story Untold and Ship of Love. Story Untold was jumping off the jukeboxes in July, where it rose to number 2 on the R&B lists. Issued on Herald Records, it's this week's Great 78. Here are the Nutmegs with Story Untold.
She'll hear hear my plea, and maybe someday she'll come back to me. For here in my heart there's a story of time. But after all you've said and done, you said we'd be as one. But darling, I found I was wrong. But what did you do right from the start? You made a fool of me and then you broke my heart. Well, I hope and I pray that you'll hear my plea, and maybe someday
you're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Jay McShann's orchestra featuring Priscilla Bowman on lead vocal. She actually also co-wrote that tune. It's called Hands Off, and it was a monster hit at the end of 1955. It was issued in November by VJ Records, and it rose to number one in mid-December. Bowman, who was born in Kansas City on May 30th, 1928, was already a seasoned jazz and R&B singer when she joined Jay McShann's band in the early 1950s. Here's a bit of trivia for you. That song, Hands Off, was the last record to make number one on the R&B chart and not cross over to make the pop chart. From here on out, with rock and roll rising quickly, you couldn't have a major hit on the R&B chart without it crossing over at all. Another thing about Priscilla Bowman, she was the first to record A Rockin' Good Way to Mess Around and Fall in Love. That was written by Brooke Benton and later, of course, recorded by him and Dinah Washington. She did the original version of the song, and she was backed up by an uncredited Spaniels. You know, Pookie Hudson and the boys? She died of lung cancer in 1988 at the age of 60. The Oscars for 1955 were held at the very beginning of 56. The film Marty took most of the awards that year, winning Best Picture, Delbert Mann for Best Director, Ernest Borgnine for Best Actor, and it also won Best Story and Screenplay. The soundtrack for Oklahoma won for Best Musical Score, as well as Best Sound Recording. Love is a Many Splendored Thing won for Best Original Song. This next record went to number 3 on the jukebox chart and crossed over to number 33 pop. It's from a group from Philadelphia called the Turbans. Here they are, spinning off of the Herald label, holding stable on my rickety old jukebox turntable. It's When You Dance. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the biggest jukebox records of 1955, right here on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
When you dance. Mine, you are so divine, my adorable.
excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
baby.
You must ever come from heaven, because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at 7 sharp. You start
my heart
to go. Once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
baby.
Adorable baby.
Technically, that's the last Rhythm and Blues number one of 1955. It hit the top spot on December 31st. The Drifters, featuring Johnny Moore on lead vocal with Adorable, a song that had originally been cut by the Bakersfield, California group, The Cults. Speaking of The Cults, I'm reminded of sports. In 1955, the Cleveland Browns beat the Los Angeles Rams 38-14 in the NFL Championship. In baseball, the Brooklyn Dodgers defeated the Yankees 4-3. And in basketball, two teams that aren't even around anymore, the Syracuse Nationals beat the Fort Wayne Pistons 4-3. On September 21st, heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano continues his reign by knocking out Archie Moore in the 9th round. Swaps wins the Kentucky Derby, while Nashua takes the Preakness and Belmont. And in hockey, the Detroit Red Wings take the Stanley Cup over the Montreal Canadiens 4-3. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back, part two of my two-part feature of 1955 Jukebox Rhythm Review. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. Let's finish the program with another huge hit for Fats Domino. This one, Poor Me, hit the jukeboxes in late November, making the charts in mid-December and going up to number two on the jukebox lists. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you all on the flip side next time. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fats Domino.
Woke up this morning, feeling low. Where my loved one used to live, she ain't there no more. Poor me. Why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me. I'm living in misery. What I'm gonna do is hard to tell. I'm not gonna kill myself, though I might as well. Poor me. Why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me. I'm living in misery. All I do all day long, fall down on my knees and pray she'd come back home. Poor me. Why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me. I'm living in misery. Long, fall down on my knees and pray she come back home. Poor me. Why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me, I'm living in misery.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.